everybody. How y'all doing?
They say, what's going on, everybody? It's good to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all silly.
Amen.
Zacardi Cortez.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man.
Man, we were at TSU, Texas Southern University, and, you know, sometimes the students, you know, appreciate gospel music and music as a whole, but they was like chilling, sitting there during the celebration. By the time Zacardi got through doing his set, everybody was up with him.
They
man.
Was up with
oh,
him.
Oh, man. Yeah. I said, look at little bro. I remember you could call him on the stage back in the days. He'd be hiding behind the church trees and playing.
I don't blame him.
Don't want to come out. But now he rocking the stage, doing a good time. Now, Yolanda told me you were afraid of the donkeys over there.
No, it's camels.
Oh, camels.
Man, let me tell you something. I got a bad experience with animals. Me and animals don't get along.
Y'all don't get along.
My daddy did me pretty wrong back in the day. And ever since then, you know, me and animals... We don't have.
What does your dad have to do with that though?
You know he was real cruel.
And, no, he was not.
He was very very cruel.
What did he do? He took you to a farm or something.
He took me to a farm where you feed the animals.
Okay.
This is real, auntie. He took me to a farm where you feed the animals, and I was asleep. I was probably 10 years old. I was asleep, and I woke up and there was a giraffe in my face.
I like
oh,
that.
No.
I like that. I like that.
And, ever since then, you know.
that's how you train up a child. Yeah,
exactly.
Y'all crazy.
Now, man. Hey man, congratulations too on your nominations for the Stella Award.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, man.
How does that feel when you hear that, knowing that you're nominated? For
man, you know, it's just awesome, man. It's just a privilege and an honor. You know, I'm just trying to get as many as Auntie Yolanda has.
Wish you well.
Funny.
Good luck.
Y'all crazy. No, but you know, you do what you do in such, you know, with such ease and the command of the stage.
Yeah.
You know, I remember you growing up as a kid. I do remember that. And, you know, we all grow into our greatness. Mm-hmm. I think we all have greatness when we get here.
Yeah.
But we have to grow in and mature into that. And you have done such a wonderful job doing that.
Thank you.
I remember listening to you the other night, and I was saying, oh, that was such a smart move. Oh, man, that was such a great note. You know, because you guys know, sometimes people try to kill you every time they get to set. You
right.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
Because especially when you're doing two and three shows like we were doing the other night.
Right.
And I was just, y'all, I was so proud as a Cordy. I didn't know what to do with myself because he did everything he needed to do from the first show to the last show. And his voice was still there, as you can hear this morning, is still there. So, you know, I think that takes a lot of determination and a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
So for him to have that wisdom at this age, I am so proud of you. So the sky's the limit. It's the limit.
Yeah.
And he,
him well.
Yeah, because his brother and sister can sing. His sister Nisha was with us this past weekend at an event, and she's just as bad as a Cardi.
Yeah. They all just some singing.
Yeah.
Marcus, you say you taught us well?
I taught you well. I can say.
Yeah. Will you guys ever get together and do something, man? The family?
Man.
The family has to.
Actually, man, I'm trying to produce a live recording for us next year, man. I'm really working hard on it. And it's going to happen, you know, next year. I don't know when, what time, but I know I'm just... kind of working it out.
Yeah.
Need y'all to do now. Let me fly, man. Take us back.
No, we not gonna fly.
I'm determined to find that CD. I gotta get my hands on that.
Don't
they
do
little,
it, AB,
they were little bitty kids back in the day. Leave that CD where
it is.
Yeah, man.
Leave that one alone.
So what is the holidays like in the Cortez household?
It's loud.
He says loud.
Will y'all just bust out in song?
Actually, we don't, man. Maybe every once in a while, we'll probably do a little singing contest or something with each other. But, you know, other than that, it's just loud. You know, it's just family, man. And I love my family. I love the fact that we don't have to, you know, just sing all the time. But we can actually, you know, laugh and joke. We do a whole lot of other crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my whole family.
Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Zacardi Cortez joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Man, what would you offer to up-and-coming artists now? You know, you've been doing it for a while now since you know, even before you knew how to comb your hair, you've been singing gospel music.
What?
I didn't know that boy combed his hair.
Yeah, well, he did back in the day.
See, that's what I mean, Cardi.
Lord has brought him a mighty long way.
You know, man, I just think it's all about, you know, just keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about, you know, consistency, you know, just mm-hmm. you know, of course you got to keep God first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because faith without works is dead. So you got to put your faith to work. And, you know, God would honor that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
you'll go further and further and further and further in Christ, you know. Yeah. Just put him first and you know, just keep going. Keep at it. Yeah. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it.
Any,
you know, just keep on going.
Any good singing techniques you can offer to him? Because you
can he got a bunch of them. But yeah. the problem is, yeah. if they weren't born with that throat.
They can't do it.
They can't do it.
What?
It's a certain device in his trachea.
Talk to him.
That allows this sound.
Tell him.
Yeah, another artist that's trying to emulate him, they're going to kill themselves.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with Kim Burrell. Everyone wants to sing like her, but you don't think like her. And again, with Zaccardi,
I like that.
He thinks his notes before they come out. They don't just arbitrarily come out.
Yeah.
And if you try to do what they do, you're gonna be in trouble.
What you say, Marcus? They gonna what?
They gonna kill themselves.
Brain gonna explode.
Yeah, they gonna kill themselves.
That's crazy.
Stay in your little lane.
Yeah. But you know, the other thing that he did too that I can say him, Isaac, a lot of them, Vashon, a lot of them served someone before them.
Yeah.
And they learned all of the lessons. I know he learned all the lessons from Pastor John P. Key, who, you know, kind of mentored him. And then, you know, he worked with James. Mm-hmm. He worked with, he worked with Kim. He worked with so many people.
Yeah.
So he, you know, when you're in this position, you have to take the lessons that you've learned and watch how the person that you're in covenant with, watch how they experience ministry. Right. Watch how they bring the Spirit of God into a room.
Right.
Watch all of that. And now he's able to do the same thing. Because when he came out, he's like, we gonna have a little church right now. And I'm like, well, sir, you better direct these folk on what's gonna happen.
I like when he do that too, because he's
sir.
Zaccardi, how can we keep up with you?
Instagram, Twitter, Zaccardi Cortez, holler at me, Facebook, everything.
All right. My man, Zaccardi Cortez, congratulations.
We're so
on the
proud of you.
Stellar nominations.
I love y'all, man.
And remember
so
the
much.
Show when you remember the show when you get your
stuff.
Hey,
hey, hey, don't, uh-uh.
We had that problem
last
year.
The Lord.
Him first.
When you win.
And then the show.
Just remember the Lord.
Yolanda, we ain't going through. We had that last year. We ain't going through that again.
I know, but it ain't about us.
Wish I would.
It's about us 4 hours.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay? Every day.
Yeah, all right.
So, there you go.
Points of Power, Genesis 14 coming up. Arkansas Mass Choir is 26 for the top of the hour.